to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from Sparks, Nevada, and some smelly hole. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me, as always, are my good friends, Nick Ramirez, Chewy, and Dogwater Dick. Here in studio, we've got Layla James and some of the guys from Miracle Drugs.
Indeed.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
What's
Hi,
up?
Welcome to the show. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen.
Too long.
It's been a while.
It's been like 10 days.
You're right. Now, what?
Aren't we supposed to have a show every week?
Yeah, it's been more than 10 days.
Well, since we
it's
saw
been
each
more,
other.
More yeah. like 14.
Since we put a show out, sure, but since we hung out.
Yes, because we did a show.
Yeah.
We actually did a show,
recorded it, a long, long show.
Are you calling it that?
I called it a show.
It was a show.
Yeah, it
was. A band played. There was a cake.
Yeah, two bands played.
The four of us were there interviewing people and talking. So
it was fun,
it was
man.
A game.
It was a cool show. There was a couple games.
Yeah, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, the first annual Worst Little Podcast live, the worst live show in the world.
Was aptly named.
Yeah.
You could only see it live.
It was fantastic. It went down really well live, and the recording of it sounded great.
It went down really well live, and nobody can prove otherwise.
And then there
Ask
was
anyone.
A computer mishap that nobody is sure who to blame, are we? Mike LaPrairie.
All you masses of people everybody was like, I don't even have to go because I'll just hear it next week on the podcast.
Exactly.
You guys totally missed out.
All of you, lose.
Should have been there.
Yeah.
No, that's more for us. We'll try that again. Oh, so we're going to have a show this week and hope you all enjoy it.
Yeah,
once again.
We're going to do a live show every week from now on until we get it right.
Yeah. Come join us at some undisclosed location every week live.
Well, right. I will say it was a good learning experience, a lot of it.
Yes.
It's a big learning experience.
The Shames kicked ass.
And you know what I learned?
There's a diversion. There
so we still haven't had the Shames on here live. We're going
to
have to rectify that.
We're
going to
have to fix that up
fashion.
Quick, yeah. Make sure you keep a weekend open for them, Rory.
Get it together.
Sure, I'll keep a weekend open. Not a problem.
Tell them one of these days when we record the
podcast. Be here on the 32nd of March.
Right.
Okay.
That's on a weekend.
It's a leap year, right?
It's a Saturday.
It'll totally work.
32nd of
March.
It'll
be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that a Dr. Seuss book?
Yes, it will be soon. Hey, let's say hi to our guests in studio since they're not polite enough to wait to be called on before talking. giggling there in the corner, I believe, is the swarthy and untrustworthy Tim.
Tim?
Also AJ.
AJ,
that's right.
What's up, AJ?
I don't know where I heard that. Tim doesn't and AJ don't even remotely sound together, but I pulled that one off.
Well,
so,
little do you know,
AJ,
sometimes
Tim.
We do. He knows what I'm talking about.
What did you
I feel
role,
like there's a backstory.
What is your role in the Miracle Drugs?
When did I tumble into this?
No, when did you
ask what your role was?
Who you are. Like, are you the bass or guitar?
Oh, what do I roll?
What do you roll?
I'm sorry.
Sourdough.
Predicates.
I'm trying to speak cool lingo, but
doobies, smokes.
I play
dough.
I play second and last guitar.
Oh, cool.
Second and last,
and backup vocaling.
And I back up some vocal.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Word.
Because I need backup vocaling.
Well, and I need frontal vocaling.
Full frontal vocaling.
And the frontal vocalist is Zach.
That's me.
Yeah.
How you doing, Zach? Good
I'm
to
good.
See you, buddy.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show.
And you bring
Thank
a
you.
Friend, an alien cigarette over there. It
yeah.
Bright, breathes.
It's great because like Nick's got to wait. I can smoke now.
Yeah.
The electronic
cigarette.
You ever think about pick up smoking the electronic cigarettes, Nick?
When
thought about it, you know.
I'm in week three of a cold turkey myself here.
You haven't had a puff?
Good job, man.
Not a puff.
Wow. You're smoking turkey?
I'm smoking turkey.
Out?
It's hard to keep it cold
I
while
dunk the feathers
it.
In wild turkey, and then I let that dry out. Then I roll those up and smoke. No, I even
Elaborate.
Have a slowly getting stale bag of tobacco and rolling papers next to my bed.
Just to tempt you?
Yes. Much the way Rick had, I continued to have booze in the house when Rick was trying to quit drinking.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's not a real test. You don't really quit unless you have it in the house and you go to the places where people have it.
Yeah, if I'm going to get drunk,
I've gone to a bar.
Not being here isn't going to stop me.
A handful of times since I quit smoking, haven't really felt much of the urge.
That's good, man.
Now, did you gain weight? They always say that you gain weight after you. I said you look taller. Personally.
That's why I did this. Here. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I came in
that.
And I was like, wow, you look great. You look tall.
I have put on weight. It has been vertical. No, exactly. I have put on a little bit of weight in the last 2.5 months. I only quit smoking 3 weeks ago. So I'm going to just chalk all the weight gain to the Christmas holidays and the not getting rid of it before summertime on the smoking. That's my theory here.
I like it.
Any anger issues?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Every time I try to quit,
but I do
first
have,
week or so,
I generally have anger issues. Like, as a general rule.
He had anger issues before he started smoking.
Right. Exactly. That's why I smoke, so I have something to do so I don't punch you in the face.
Right.
Now I just...
This will slow me down.
You need something to replace it. You replace that behavior.
I'd like to not sit by Rory.
At home at night, because during the day, I've been a stay-at-home dad, and I've had a 9-to-5 for the last 6 years, and I don't smoke.
Know.
I've never smoked in front of my daughter. She's never seen my wife or I have a cigarette.
No, she never will.
Exactly. I got really sick of putting up the charade, so I decided to just be truthful and be a responsible adult.
Did you quit masturbating, too?
Oh.
No.
All right. Awkward
That actually happens more often. Again, right. I have a 5-year-old daughter.
I know.
Don't rough up the suspect.
Oh my!
Awkward.
But no, sorry. So the hardest
time. Can we stop
time...
talking about like your daughter masturbating?
Yeah, that's, I'm trying to go there. So to move along. At night, that's when I have the hardest time not smoking because traditionally that's when I could have a cigarette
and not jacking off.
No.
I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry.
He never said he did both at the same time.
He should.
I never said didn't do both at the same time.
Just
also true.
Smoking and masturbating. I am picking up playing the guitar.
Really?
I bought a guitar.
It's not going to compensate.
It's working.
It's going to get your hands.
I can now string.
More often.
I can now.
I mean, it is a phallic object, but
I'm married. No, it won't. I don't get laid more often, and that's just kind of my state of being. Like poo.
That's why I'm divorced. That's right.
Well, I hope you practice.
My
your
wife
guitar,
doesn't
dude.
Listen to this show. So what are you doing later?
Oh, oh, man.
Oh, I just
did. You just talk about masturbating
vibe.
And having a kid and something.
And playing guitar.
No, that was about cheating on my wife with you after the show.
Oh my God, that's what I was talking about.
Why were you looking at Nick?
No, I think she was saying right before that when you were talking about masturbation and children and your children.
No, I was trying to avoid the masturbating. And the
I love how you like left the awkward masturbating kid conversation to ask, "Hey, can we cheat on each other?" Because it really like transcended the awkward topic.
No, exactly.
You did a really good job of making that less awkward. Good job, Rory. Good job.
I am
Rory, king of segues.
And can we introduce our
on
last
base?
Band
we have
fuck him.
He said he wasn't going to talk anyway. So
his hand is on my knee.
2 minutes he's doing all right. The show's already gotten away from me.
Well, first you guys gave me a dummy microphone. And I thought, well, okay, I guess I don't need to really talk tonight.
You said you weren't going to talk, so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll go back to it.
Wait, the microphones are arranged for Zach and the other two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other two guys.
Yeah.
Who are the stars?
That's how I think of them.
Guys?
Front guy and other.
Other one. Thing
so
one
I'm
and
sorry,
thing two.
I forgot. Zach, Tim, and...
Shane.
Sometimes he's Sugar Shane. He's Shan if you steal Z. Oh. He's just Shan.
Damn.
Shan.
And I did, by the way. Shan, I've got your
Is that a Dr. Seuss book, T?
Yep.
Shan.
Yep, Shan and his E.
Right. That sounds more like a Shel Silverstein.
He does a lot of E.
Doesn't it?
And he plays bass.
Hey,
this
awkward segment right now, that awkward pause, was brought to you by our good friends at Pinky Polansky.
Oh, yeah.
Please check the Pinky link at pinkypolansky.com.
Re-up to sponsorship there at the live show. There.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that was cool. Felix rolled in with a case of beer and just slammed it down in front of us.
It was an 18-pack of Coors Light and I think a half pint of Jameson, right?
Oh, right. I forgot all about that.
It's pretty nice.
And I drank that a lot.
Dude, probably why you forgot.
Ding.
He's good for a whole another year now.
Yeah.
Bong.
Well, at least through May.
All right.
When we need more.
We'll have to invite him in.
All right. We have to regularly invite Felix on the show so he just brings booze.
He did a cool testimony. I made a little movie about that, about the live show.
Oh, that's right. Nick does have video of the live show that we're going to try and get up on the website here in a couple weeks.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. It'll be on YouTube and the website.
It's like,
if you stopped masturbating, you should be able to get it up.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to just – no, you know, there's a lot of obvious routes there, and I'm not going to take any of them.
Or he just wants to talk about quitting smoking, and we can't stop talking about it.
No, I don't even want to talk about quitting smoking anymore. But I would like to avoid the topic of touching myself and whether or not my wife puts out.
Oh,
yeah, I brought that up. I'm sorry.
It's only for off
microphone.
I wonder
why your wife doesn't listen to the show.
It's jarring.
I'm terrified of what you say.
I thought you just multiplied by masturbation.
I do see a lot of you.
No, that's killing babies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, damn.
Oh, that's killing babies. Look at all them babies. We killed. In the words of Elvis Presley. and then finally over here we have Layla.
Yeah.
Returning.
We didn't actually introduce Layla.
Yeah. She's old friend of the show. She's
I think you did, actually.
She's been on two,
yeah, I believe
times.
You did as well. Yeah.
Did I?
Layla's third time on the show, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Well, so that dick card didn't go as well as I thought it was.
Whatever.
What the hell's dick card mean?
I was trying to play a dick card by like, and finally we'll introduce
first
you.
First she asked me to touch your dick, and then you're playing like, dick card. And it's just,
damn.
Just not okay.
Dicks and masturbation.
All sort of not working.
And I brought my dog, who's currently wandering around the
Wyatt.
Studio.
What's
your dog's name?
Roxy. She's a little wiener dog.
Yeah, Roxy looks a little
brown.
Cute.
Roxy looks a little nonplussed by this whole conversation.
Yeah. She's...
Why am I trapped in this room with these people?
She's like,
this kind of comes around. She's actually my boss's dog. My boss couldn't keep her. She moved. And so it's my job, my due diligence, to take her on and do a good job. Because if this dog dies, I am fired. Hmm. So if anything bad happens to this dog, I am finito.
It's a pretty easy case, though. She seems to be a pretty cooperative dog.
She's a super cool dog. She just wants to sleep all day and be pet. And like that's it.
Red.
Good little
Who doesn't want that?
And she's soft, so the petting is
and
not
small.
An issue.
Yeah. She's small. Yeah.
I do like that about some dogs, is that they
small, cute, and compliant.
For me, it's different, though, because I had pit bulls before. I had two huge, giant, rough pit bulls, so I'm used to, like,
That's not a pit bull?
No, that's not a pit bull. And so I'm used to being rough with dogs.
It's a miniature Doberman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Me and my dogs.
So, and it's so weird because when you have pit bulls and you're walking down the street, people give you all these weird looks and think you're like in prison and stuff. But having this little cute little wiener dog, everyone's so like happy and nice to you and doesn't think like, is your dog going to kill me? So it's just like an awkward little, social experiment on what kind of dog you have and how you're perceived by the general population.
That dog would have to work really hard to kill a person.
I'm pretty intimidated.
That would take some time and some tools.
She's trying to climb up here. In this
Tim owns so goats.
Probably has all the will.
Tim owns goats?
You own goats?
He has two goats.
You think your pit bulls get some weird looks.
Goats are awesome.
Do you walk your goats?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Do you have them in the
residential
house?
Residential Sparks?
No, mostly residential Reno.
Reno, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Why do you have goats?
Why wouldn't
Goats make really good pets, actually.
You can have a lot
They're
of
good
livestock
pack animals
in Reno
too for
city
hiking
limits.
And stuff.
Yeah,
how does one like research goats? Like obtain goats? Like
Craigslist?
They have auctions.
Craigslist.
I'm dead serious. Yeah, Craigslist. That's how I got my.
What
goats.
Are your goats' names?
Vincent and Merlin.
Oh, are they big goats? Are they mini goats? Do they faint?
They do faint.
Oh my god.
And they're dwarf Tennessee fainting goats.
Do you ever get
you
drunk?
You made that up.
Dwarf means 80 pounds, apparently.
Do you get drunk and make them faint on purpose because it's funny?
They are not impressed by me whatsoever at this point.
I was going to say the goats get drunk.
But they
do get
drunk.
Actually.
In fact, they were hammered last night. And I got harassed by animal control, which was unpleasant.
Yeah, how do you explain that?
Because your goats got drunk?
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't the drunk part. It was the apparently you can't tie them up.
Really?
In a public place, even if you're like right there.
Where were you at?
Especially if the animal control person is scouting the neighborhood for, quote, an aggressive Doberman, which she didn't find, but decided to stop and harass me and my two obviously terribly dangerous goats.
Yeah.
Do you have them at a bar or something?
Yeah.
And you had them tied up?
Well, they like to drink. And yeah, it's their birthday.
Well, I mean, really, if they're okay, if there's like a vicious Doberman on the loose and you have goats tied up, that sounds more like bait.
Yeah. That's what I was afraid of. At that point, I said, you know, I have to walk these home in a moment. Should I be concerned? And why are you here?
I haven't heard about a vicious Doberman since the 80s.
So you're supposed to, like, let your goats just roam free?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I thought they were safe or tied up, you know, from
you
cars
a big house?
And all.
You can like, you have a lot of land them? That your goats can
this
run
is awesome.
Free and be
no,
happy?
I have a very, very tiny house, a very small amount of backyard, but...
It's a decent-sized backyard.
I guess it's a decent-sized
Can they
backyard.
Be rented out to have children ride them at birthday parties?
They can, but again, they faint.
That's dangerous.
So, right. Yeah.
And not for me, but they faint for other people all the time.
Well, lots things. Of yelling, screaming.
Then what
small
do you got to carry them?
Probably
if they
make them faint.
Yeah. What's that?
If they fall down and if they fainted, do you have to pick them up and carry them the rest of the way, or do they wake up pretty quick?
They only faint for about 10 seconds. It's okay. not a true faint. It's a muscle spasm. Mm-hmm. But they go down. And they're like stiff as a board. It's absolutely hilarious.
That's amazing.
it'll make you fall. It'll make me fall down laughing. It's so funny. It kills.
And how long have you owned them?
Only a little less than a year.
Oh, okay. So it's
young.
Still funny.
Oh, it's always going to be funny. Believe me. Because they'll do it like for no good reason. Fall off the steps, roll down, land flat on their backs. 10 seconds, all four legs up in the air. And then they just wake up and get up like, whoa, what was that?
And
it's
then
crazy.
And then want beer.
Yeah. Exactly. Beer, wine, coffee, cigarette butts. Those are their four favorite things.
So they are truly goats in that sense of the word.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like have
the,
you ever
the great
seen
thing is none
eat
of this
a tin can?
No.
They haven't gotten that.
I take those
yet.
Away from them.
Okay.
But
good
they
man.
They definitely nibble on everything. I've seen them eat a lot of plastic. They tend to get a hold of plastic and it blows into my yard or whatever. I look out just in time to see them.
Polish
somehow
off the bag.
They have this miraculous ability to turn plastic into goat shit consistently. I don't know how it
that
works.
Possible?
Yeah, it's weird. But. Anyway, that's why I walk around town.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't all be Christians.
We'll have to be goat owners.
Yeah.
That's right.
In the city. Anybody else have any exotic pets?
Yeah.
They want to talk about?
Shane has a python.
That's exciting.
But it's in his pants.
Hey, now.
Nice.
Have a baby.
I have a baby and I got a guinea pig named Ginger, who's adorable.
Which one's a pet?
Both.
All right.
Do you know they eat guinea pigs in Peru, like on a regular basis?
Yeah, when you look, I was doing an image search for
New
guinea pig,
guinea?
And it was a guinea pig on a skewer.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that came up on Google.
Dude, everything's better
guinea
on a stick.
Guinea pigs freak me out. I've always hated them.
Really? She's such a cute little animal.
They scare the living
She peed on my
on
wife
me.
One time, and
well,
we beat the fuck out of her, and she never did it again.
Well, how do you beat how do you beat the fuck out of a guinea pig? And just, like, tap it lightly?
It was actually pretty easy.
I had a guinea...
I would imagine.
That's awesome.
I had an all-white...
It was internal bleeding after a flick.
I'm just joking. I never hit my guinea pig.
How about your baby?
It's good, yeah.
I never, ever, ever would hurt my baby.
Okay.
But Tim does beat his goats.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, they ask for it.
A goat's different than a baby or a
like
guinea pig.
To me.
Literally, they go, I'm bad. I've been bad.
No, that's bestiality. illegal in most states. Yeah,
beating
I believe
your goat.
Oh, I get jokes. Okay. Hi. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad you can make it.
Yeah.
He's a little bit high.
Oh, you're talking about that as a euphemism, not a act of some...
Of
some,
Congress.
Yeah, I was thinking more of, you know, for like giving your go to handy.
Oh,
right?
You're so
fucked.
No.
Hey.
Taking the monkey, beating the goat, that
you
kind
know,
of thing. Not like fucking
actually,
touching your goat's wiener.
People ask me all the time, do you milk them after they know that they're both males?
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you make cheese from those guys? Well, yeah, it's the saltiest cheese on earth.
Is it?
And they really enjoy it. Little bastards.
It's something on Fear Factor for sure.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, how did we get here?
How do you trump that story?
I had a guinea pig as a child. My sister and I, it was an all-black guinea pig with one white paw, and we named
multiracial
it
guinea pig.
Michael Jackson.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of too long of a name for a guinea pig, I think. But
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Wacko Jacko.
And the guy
you
at
to keep
the
that
pet
one away
store
from the kids?
Said that they were really quiet, really super quiet animals all the time.
No,
they're nocturnal, And all night long, they like to make noise and let you know that they're awake.
And moonwalk.
Meep, meep, meep. Maybe. He did like to shred toilet paper rolls.
Yeah. Why did he have toilet paper rolls?
Because he liked to shred
them. Good thing
them.
To give them for teething.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, all rodents. Like,
guinea pigs have to chew
cardboard.
On stuff or else their teeth grow into their brains. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gerbils and mice and all
that. Oh, I got it. Like after you use the toilet paper.
Yes, yeah, we would just roll. Yeah, not like,
what is he, a vandal?
I mean, you could. Right? He's going to go TP the frogs next door.
Constantly tagging.
Fuck the fish.
Yeah, fish fucker.
Throwing salt tabs into the freshwater fish tank.
Show sort of feels
like another
a
Fellini
masturbation movie right now.
and to help that, I'm going to say, let's
Tell
go to a song.
It.
Definitely.
Fucking rad.
Yeah.
All right, what are we going to sing?
Reset.
You guys know Kumbaya?
Ooh, let's do that. Let's do that Row, Row, Row Your Boat Rounds thing.
I haven't met them.
No. Zach, why don't you set this up? What songs did you bring for us?
Well, I brought the only two recorded Miracle Drug songs. I don't know which one he's going to play first, but I'd imagine probably All by the Drinks is
okay.
what he's going to play
Will
first.
Will you?
Hint, hint.
No, I won't.
No!
What was that?
Okay.
So I brought those two songs, and I brought a couple of Weasel songs, too. Screeching
nice.
Weasel.
Oh, yeah, we haven't got to that yet.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that.
Yep.
We haven't really gotten to Miracle Drugs either, but you know,
yeah,
we
talked
about hamsters. We talked about masturbating goats and guinea pigs.
And, okay.
all worthy
You people
subjects.
Are a bunch of fail. This is the reset. We stop talking about these things. We listen to a song, and then we talk about Miracle Drugs.
Don't you guys even listen to the show?
But, you know, I really don't blame you for not talking.
I don't really know these people.
Our band's really not that interesting, so.
You don't say that
well,
on a radio
Let's be the
show.
Judge.
Well, this isn't a radio show.
Podcast.
That was a live in-studio performance.
One take.
Weird. I didn't even feel
We're
it.
We're that good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That was pretty fantastic. Now, when was that recorded?
When did we record that, Shane?
2007?
Yeah, 13 years ago, I think. We move really slow.
A year and a half ago?
Yeah, something like that. Again, we move really slow.
That's all right. It's all right.
We're the laziest band in town.
That's saying something.
That is, hey, that is that is a title to aspire to.
That's on a 7-inch, right?
Yeah, 45 single. Awesome. Vinyl. Vinyl,
colored,
baby.
Colored and beautiful.
Cool. Nice. Can you find it at your local area record stores anymore? Are they all sold out?
You know, I brought some to Discology. I don't know if Dave still has. I haven't gone to check. He might still have one.
And that guy's personal collection.
Can you order them anywhere on
the interwebs? Yeah, from the label interpunk.com. That's probably about it. And you can get it on iTunes, the two songs on iTunes.
And doesn't the
Amazon.
But you want to buy the vinyl because vinyl's cool.
Yeah, well, the vinyl has a download, right?
Yeah, the vinyl comes with a download card, so you get the vinyl and the digital.
And the vinyl is beautiful. It's one of the best looking color vinyls.
It's a 45. Yeah, I still have the big hole in the middle where you got to find the adapter.
Yes. Yes, it is.
As a band, we kind of need a big hole.
Yeah.
I hear that.
It was a necessity.
But, yeah, I did.
Just taking stacks of records.
We spared
no expense. Have you ever tried to fit anything into those little holes?
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about? Had. I'm sorry. I was not listening. I came back right now.
The fun is in the trying.
Tried real hard one time.
So you did Pus Caverns, you said?
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And two songs?
Two songs. Just two songs. That's all we have to show for our 3-year existence.
Fucking rad.
It's
all
right.
It's quality.
But on vinyl.
That's why we have to blame Pierre, I guess, since he didn't make it and you guys can't play live.
Yeah.
Right, the amazing.
Whether or not that was the case, we're going
to
play.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. I won't add anything to that. That's exactly why we didn't play live.
Yeah.
Stupid Frenchies.
Yeah, I always blame him.
Funny thing is, he is not French.
Blame Canada.
His name sounds very
French.
Doesn't
matter.
Pierre Marché.
Yeah, sounds very like a Frenchie French.
What is he?
He's a bistro.
He's like.
He's Italian.
No? What is he? We talked about this before.
He's like Canadian.
That's right. I'm sorry. He's French Canadian.
Well, so that he is a Frenchie then.
No, he's not. I'm kidding. Yeah. He's like Middle Eastern descent.
Yeah. It could still be Frenchie.
I sow misinformation.
I think he's Turkish.
I'm okay. That's why I'm. He's French now.
So he's Middle Eastern and his parents wanted him to pass for French?
I have no idea.
I think he's Jew.
He actually lived in.
He emigrated from New Zealand. I
thought he was Australian.
He grew up part of his childhood. He lived in Saudi Arabia.
He's the most exotic person I know.
That would have to be a really weird childhood.
He's probably Saudi Arabian, man.
He's like that guy from the Dos Equis commercial.
I was just thinking that.
A young
most interesting man in the world.
Interesting man alive.
He kind of is. That's why earlier today we were talking, or tonight we were talking about the rumor that there's actually someone that doesn't like Pierre.
Oh, let's not get into that.
I think that's almost impossible.
There's a rumor.
Pierre is like the sweetest guy. I know there are plenty of people that don't like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's nobody that doesn't like me. Everybody likes.
Oh, God, Rory. I don't even like you.
Jesus. Oh, you've hurt.
Everybody in this room just raised their hand.
I sort of wish. I hope Pierre listens to this so I can make him blush.
He won't.
Because he's lucky.
Is that why
lucky
Pierre didn't come
like
in here?
You guys make out on a regular basis or something?
Pierre and I?
Yeah.
Well, that's my dream, but I would say that's not technically.
I don't know about you guys what your pre-show ritual is. But
we make out.
Yeah, the four of us. We go into Rick's room. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We touch tongues.
Is that what's happening in there?
Gingerly touch.
Do you ever do any
it's
docking?
A show meeting.
Oh yeah,
space docking. Yeah, you bet. Docking.
And it always ends in white rain.
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
So this is show one of season two. Huh? This is the way it's gonna go. That's what we're gonna talk about.
Right. Let's wait for this kind of shit till Layla gets here.
Yeah, we can't play music, but boy, can we talk.
Yeah. You just
unfortunately
excited. For some reason. Yep.
But I won that contest for good the first time I came here.
Oh,
whatever
I
would rate you at least 3 millihelens.
Why, thank you.
Wow.
What
does that mean?
Yeah, no shit.
A millihelen is the amount of beauty it would take to launch one ship.
Okay.
So,
wait, out of
since
how
Helen
many?
Of Troy launched 1,000.
It's like 3 out of 1,000? That's not very
so
nice.
So you're at least 3 millihelens.
So what, she's 3 millionths as pretty as Helen?
A
corpse? Come on, man.
Compliment here.
I doubt that.
Not as she is today. Not Helen of Troy as she is today.
You're a smooth talker.
She's a corpse.
Called me ugly.
She's not even a corpse. She's a memory.
No, it was not. It was not meant to be.
She's petrified, right?
You're pretty. All right. You're pretty enough. You could launch a ship at least. That's fairly pretty.
How many ships can you sail?
I think
zero.
None, motherfucker.
Right.
None.
That's the whole point.
You know, Layla. I think you might be asking you
Nick,
if you'd launch
I think
your
you
ship.
Need to take over here.
Just so you know.
You're fired.
All right. Today, my guests are Layla James and. God, I'm no good at it either, dude.
I think Layla's a very beautiful girl. I think Rory's
there
a
you go. That's
Thank
a much
you.
Easier way to go
I was,
about whatever,
I,
whatever he was trying to
shut
do.
Up.
Do you command a fleet of ships?
What is happening?
Do you command a fleet of 1,000 ships?
Well, how long
yes
have they been at
or
sea?
No. Yes or no? Do you command
Are the
a
ships
fleet?
Literal?
Don't answer
or,
the question. Yeah,
metaphor.
There you go.
Yes, literal.
Are we talking about masturbation?
Do you command? Do you command a fleet of ships? Literal.
Be Bill,
yes,
be Bill Clinton.
Do.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah, don't look at me like that, Mr. Reverend.
Bullshit.
You're doing like some burlesque shows or something.
I
right?
am. That's right. Coming up in March, we're going to be at the Pioneer Underground. I think it's March 30th with the Hoochie Coochie Girls.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rad.
So this is my.
I bet all of them
that
together equal one Helen.
Well, thanks.
Dude, or just 12 hoochie coochies.
Get off it, man.
Thanks.
Stop.
You're a
thanks.
Smooth operator, Rory.
So, this is my second.
I do what I can. Oh, get the ladies.
I went and saw Young Frankenstein last night.
I saw
the musical.
Did you?
Did you go last night, too? That was really good.
Come on, act like you guys didn't sit on each other's laps.
I didn't see Shane there.
Oh, you were there, too?
Shane said, lean this way.
Are we going to talk about burlesque or Young Frankenstein? Because I'm
hungry. I'd rather hear about the burlesque.
Boobies. Wins.
Yeah. Four.
Who plays Peter Boyle?
I have no idea. I didn't get a
well,
show
pamphlet.
Things.
Peter Boyle was the actor that played Frankenstein.
No, I know that, but I didn't know who the guy was that played that role. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what any of their
Peter
names
Boyle's
were.
Been in a couple of other films as well.
Yeah. He was also on Everyone Loves Raymond.
He was a guest on Hollywood Squares,
a terrible,
I think, in
terrible
1985.
Sitcom.
Yeah. Let's talk about boobies.
Okay.
Indeed. Please tell us about the burlesque, Layla.
I just want to see how long that would go. And you're like, this is boring. Boobies.
I was already there, Layla.
Thank
already
you.
There.
So it's my second go around in the class. I'm actually pretty excited. It's very liberating. You know, I'm divorced. I'm free on the market.
Right,
and
right.
So I want to take off my clothes. So that sounds appropriate. But
nothing
you know
wrong
what?
With that at all.
You just harness so many more listeners for the show.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you.
But it's a classy show. There's no like G-strings and well,
that's
ACs.
No fun.
You
I was
going
to say,
mean?
This
it's
show?
It's vintage cabaret.
It doesn't
this
go-
show is not classy whatsoever.
Thank you.
But it doesn't go to Pasties even?
No.
I was about
no,
to leave.
It's vintage cabaret. It's different and it's beautiful and it's sexy.
That
and,
sounds great.
Oh, cabaret is very different from burlesque. Yeah. It is.
Burlesque is a very broad stream. So this is kind of, you know, medium, I would say.
Do you have Nazis?
What?
Okay, that's it. Wow. It's a reference to a musical.
Oh.
Cabaret.
Gotcha.
Nazis.
Hmm.
Liza Minnelli.
We'll just move on.
Oh, my God, Rory.
Your mother's a whore.
Anyways, that's what I'm up to.
So when's
the next time?
There's one show coming up. It's Pioneer Underground. I think it's March 30th, but I'll have to double check after the next song.
All right, you let me know and I'll...
Yeah, just get it ready for the end of the show, too.
Update somebody.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. But yeah, so I'm doing that actually trying to work on becoming less busy, you know, going out and doing all my little social media stuff. And I found out I got really tired and I'm not getting paid for any of it.
Right.
So I'm either going to become less busy or start my own business and actually get paid to do what I do, whatever it is.
You need getting paid is important.
Professional personality.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just doing like social media consulting.
We're not paying you to be on
stuff.
This.
No.
You should just charge
You're
people to pet this dog.
But this is
this
fun.
This dog is amazing.
Sexually harass me and talk about Roxy. Masturbating with goats. And,
we're getting
oh,
wow. paid, though, right? We're getting paid for this? Correct?
Rick, do you have your KY?
I'm getting paid.
We have some
right
stickers. Dude, I'm down.
There's
you
know
some more
does.
Beers in the fridge.
I guess you don't all wash right. dishes here. You get the KY out.
Complimentary. Well, you'll just see Rick in the back later.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a blowjob machine. Now I have to go get behind it and work the controls.
I was hoping you had a glory hole.
That just made me so happy.
That's what it is.
If only Pierre was here.
All right, I looked it up.
Yeah,
that'd
be pretty lucky.
It's March 30th at 7 o'clock at the Pioneer Underground.
Cool.
So
seriously,
go.
I think you just made my nipples hard.
Ooh.
Oh, Jen.
That was me.
Graffiti.
Yes. Wiping tears. Tears of joy.
Is that another masturbation euphemism?
That's what all we're going to talk about.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just
jacking off.
And I'm really just being sincere. I'm laughing hard. I'm having a good time. Fuck you all. I hate you now.
Hey, I'm the one who's betting a 2-foot long wiener right now.
Dick's coming very soon.
Wow.
I love Spotted Dick.
I shall always remember Dick.
This is a good episode so far.
All right, so Miracle Drugs, you guys got any shows coming up you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Yo, website?
Yeah, we have one. We don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to let anybody listening to this know where to find you.
Yeah, we're into anti-promotion.
It works about as well as actual promotion.
It does. It's probably, yeah. It's about the
What's
same,
your
really.
Least favorite band in town, and when's the next time they play on the same night as you?
Wow, we can have fun with that.
Would it be
so
this,
we're
this
playing
Friday
on February 3rd.
Oh. We're playing with Nick, right? We're playing with you
Friday
guys.
At Punk Rock Prom.
Yeah, Punk Rock Prom Friday.
Sorry to hear about
that.
At the alley.
I work with the drummer, Ron, over at Rock and Roll 4-4.
Yep.
So. Yeah, that's
I still have yet to see the liver scars,
they're awesome.
But I hear it's pretty epic.
It's pretty amazing. It really is good.
Oh, and we have another show at the end of the month.
Bring your poncho.
Yeah. It's pinky. Come on.
Yeah, it's drunk rock. So
there's
you get
a lot
beer
of beer.
You.
Yeah.
When's your next show?
I think it's February 24th.
Said the aliens.
Where?
That's after the pub.
At Shays.
Oh, right.
We're playing at Shays with a great.
Speaking of classy shows.
Great band called Big Eyes.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
From New York. Yeah. But I think they live in Seattle now. I think they moved.
Cool.
It's going to be awesome.
They're fantastic.
To be closer to Hipster Central.
Yeah. Female fronted.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, huh?
The singer's a female. She's like really tiny little girl and like just kills it. Such an awesome guitar player. I've seen them a couple times. Actually, we played with them once before when they played here. And they're awesome. And Cathedral Ghost.
Yeah.
That'll be a really good show.
I hear there's a guy in that band named Spencer Benavides.
Yes.
Dork named Spencer. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, may I have heard. I of keep. Him. I'm still not. I just don't understand how he hasn't been deported yet.
They deport Italian people now.
Benavides's? You bet they do. As soon as they shave their Benavides, gone.
Hipster beard hiding.
Do you guys play a lot of shows, or just kind of selectively? Again, with that anti-promotion kind of thing going on.
We'd rather not say.
Pretty much anytime we're asked. That seems to be the protocol.
So is that off?
Cool. Ask us to play
once
show,
every
we'll
once every
play.
3 or 4 months.
Okay,
a couple times a month, I think maybe. I don't know.
So somewhere between every 3 or 4 months and every couple times a month.
It's hard when in their pretension they don't like many of the other bands in town.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It is really rough.
It's hard. It's not easy being.
There's
this
some
cool.
good ones out there, but there's a lot of interesting
interesting band.
I'll go with interesting. I don't want to.
That was very diplomatic.
Well,
are we interesting?
I work at a radio.
Are we interesting, Layla?
Did you just realize
answer the question,
what
Layla?
You were saying as the words were coming out of your mouth?
How interesting
no,
are we?
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't even think about it. It just comes out. Well, yeah, diplomatic.
I've been playing in bands in Reno since early 90s,
yeah.
late 80s.
Yeah,
early
to play
90s.
With the Zoinks, I think, back in the old days, didn't you? Yeah. That was a good
so
time.
I've
in
been
Reno
doing
music.
This for a while. But yeah, Reno has a legacy, a long, long history of
shitty
really
bad bands.
comically
so. Amazing.
Not that we're like the greatest in the world, but yeah, Reno's had, it has a tendency to churn out some real good ones.
I've been in at least 3 or 4 of those.
Yeah, me too. Actually, with you, as a matter of fact.
So, what do you think will change that?
I may have been
though?
In one.
Like, how does Reno get better music? Or
you just keep trying because there's been a lot
educated.
Of really good bands.
We all just keep getting older.
We just need more hipsters.
Yeah, we need
no.
more hipsters.
More no.
hipsters.
More hipster I swear culture. To God, Reno is being taken over by hipsters. People who look
it's
like
okay.
they
the world
live
is being
in
taken
Oregon
over by hipsters.
Your little jacket and
just,
little handlebar mustaches and
just
PBR.
Relax,
and it's
the
just
same
driving
thing.
Me freaking
what?
Nuts.
What are you talking about?
The same thing happened with
I prefer
indie
Oli.
Rockers and the college rock scene in the 90s.
It's
okay.
The water.
It's okay.
Have you seen the YouTube video of what hipsters say?
No,
or shit
that
hipsters say? You should put
it's
that
funny.
On there. Oh, my God.
I will you're, Layla, excuse me, your 2-foot wiener is trying to get in my lap.
It's okay.
It's a girl. She can't even bust out.
But she's not fixed.
She's super friendly.
Super friendly.
Nice dog.
See, all right.
That is
I do
one friendly wiener.
I do want to get back to this because I said to hold the story before the shows, and Nick brought it up, and then we got distracted by other things.
Oh, the e-cigarette?
The e-cigarette, I want to ask about
cigarette.
It. I do want to ask about it, because, all right, I you can smoke it anywhere. You can smoke it indoors.
Theoretically, yes.
You can smoke it in banks.
Yeah. On a plane?
Oh, yeah, and that's the part I wanted to get back to.
Technically,
you smoke that on a plane.
I
you're
did.
Not actually smoking, though, right?
No, they call it vaping, quote unquote.
Fap, 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 fap.
Yeah, even I thought that was gay.
I vaped once.
It is very gay.
It makes me very happy. In public, but.
A bit gay, wasn't he?
A little bit. Just a little. Yeah, Southwest Airlines heading to Chicago. I was smoking it because I thought it'd be okay, and no one said anything. But I got a lot of real weird looks from people on the plane because it does look like smoke.
It doesn't smell like it.
But yeah, there's no smell.
It doesn't go anywhere. Right?
It doesn't smell, and it like dissipates right away.
They were like, "That guy must be an air marshal. Don't mess with him."
I found out after we got off the plane, some other people we were with are like, "Yeah, I looked at the airplane pamphlet." And it actually explicitly says no e-cigarettes.
No vaping. Oh, yeah. So you were you could have been fined.
I know.
$2,500.
Right. He's a punk rocker.
So needless to say, I didn't
fuck
smoke it on the way back. But you got away with it on
you
the way there.
Rebel. You
yeah, totally.
Rebel.
By accident.
If anybody said anything on the plane, you could be like, "Look, motherfucker, I was in Zoinks."
I own this plane.
Another band
that usually gets me out of tight spots.
Another band that almost put Reno on the map.
Oh, bong.
No, I myself.
The captain has requested
I will
that you
say
put your seatbelt on.
One reason I wanted to come to Reno. Mm. I wouldn't say I wanted to come here because of Zoinks, but when I thought about coming to Reno, I was like, well, that one band that played that one cover song is from Reno. Because that's what we had heard of in Missouri, that awesome cover song you guys did.
Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was the most requested song, and we stopped playing it for that very reason.
Oh, I bet.
Play Greatest American Hero. That's kind of annoying, doesn't it?
It's very annoying.
Do you still remember it?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Play it?
No, well, Zoinks doesn't play anymore. So
I thought I heard a rumor that Zoinks was supposed to have a reunion last year.
It all fell apart.
Yeah,
I mean, we still kind of play every. I think it's probably about every 5 years or so we play.
All right, keep my eyes open. Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool.
For nostalgia.
You were in Crush Story as well.
Crush Story and Big in Japan.
Oh yeah,
and I played in Squirt Gun for a minute, and I played in
Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider for a minute.
Wow. Only all of my favorite bands ever. I'm living the dream.
All of them. Yeah, you're a Zach fan.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you like toured around the world and stuff too, eh?
A lot of U.S. once in Europe, just once.
Yeah,
which was phenomenal, and I would love to do it again.
Phenomenal.
So I was thinking, if you had a band called Big in Japan, did you ever go to Japan?
That's the most common question asked. No, I've never even been to Japan.
I am
much
common.
Less toured there.
I am common.
Do you know if any of your music has been played in Japan?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The first Zoinks album was
nice.
There was a Japanese release of it. I used to have a copy of it. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that'd be something cool to have.
I would kill for that. I would literally kill Japanese people for that.
And back in the
Godzilla,
the early days of like Sticker Guy and 702 Records,
yeah,
the Ryland House, and stuff. I mean,
you just say BG Bi-Weekly.
I certainly did.
I remember that.
You helped put on a lot of shows in this town, and had contacts
back
all
in
over
those
the world.
Days, yeah. Yeah, did a lot of that. We were part of that whole DIY, you know, punk rock basement show. Scene.
That still vaguely lives on. I don't know. I'm over 21. I don't know any of those people.
I feel weird at my age going to basement shows now.
Yeah, but they still have them,
once in a while. Oh, yeah, there's tons
over
of
off of Wells, there's a couple different houses, I think, that still do shows.
Check ID before you fuck anybody.
That is
public service,
unfortunately important.
Public service.
They should check your ID.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Aren't you a bit old to be here, sir?
I'm sorry, you'll have to
leave. I invented this. Get away from me.
Well, do we want to go to another song here?
I think so.
I think another song.
Let's hear
another miracle
drug song.
But before we do, this next song is brought to you by our proud sponsors, Stingray Tattoo.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo.
a stingray tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll totally whore my daughter out.
Yeah. Did you get daughter? That? Did you get
you
that
just
one?
Include her in your
Yeah, no, in
projects.
My art. In my
yeah,
art.
In your art. Which is nice, you know.
That's make sure you take kids. That clip out, Rick.
Yeah, all right. I kept waiting for the song to cue up and go.
Do I need to set up this song?
Why not? Is this all? Is this the B side of the?
Well, can we really
I'm assuming
can we get
so.
Rid of that? Pour out my
there's
daughter.
There's only
comment?
Two. Hey, A
both
C?
Of them now.
Mandy.
Could you hurry? I really have to pee.
Yeah, I do too. The song's called Osukiyo.
You have to fight me.
She batters up the distraction to keep me up her mind. Oh, what a silly notion. Is he the best she could find?
Quiz tonight?
Oh, yes.
Will Nick not know the music has stopped?
Do you mean this segment right now, Nick?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are recording.
I thought the song was longer than that.
No.
2 minutes 20.
It actually,
I like your plan,
it ended
though.
Right as you started talking. It was perfect.
Don't take your headphones off, Nick.
Yeah, and
I just got back in the room. Zach's not even here. He's
right,
in the
we could talk about Screeching Weasel.
Zach is
for the
camera.
Zach's
on
actually
back.
Here. I can see him.
Yeah.
Way to pull the curtain down.
Wait, good job, Nick.
Yikes. Burned it again.
You guys are professional.
Another, I feel like the thrill is gone.
See, in film, they just call that breaking the fourth wall, right? That's what,
yeah. What's that?
So in film, they just call that breaking the fourth wall, right?
Yeah.
It's just like,
yes,
you know,
theater.
Letting everybody in on what's actually going on here.
Yeah. Behind the
behind
pulling
the
back the curtain of the yes. magic of the theater of the mind.
Behind
that's
the
what radio is. The theater of
it's
the
magic.
Mind. I'd like to introduce our next guest, Sir Pettibottom. Oh, hello there. How are you? I am a completely different person than Rory. See,
wow.
and you know
what's in that RC Cola?
That's all the way behind the curtain. Right? Yeah.
Since this is radio, that could have been somebody else.
No, no, it could not have.
Oh my!
It could not have been. Ding.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's. So Zach.
Yes.
You're back, and
what about
we were
going
to talk about. You just got back together with Screeching Weasel, right?
Yeah. I was asked to rejoin after a little incident at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, this last go-round back in March.
What happened?
You may or may not have seen a video of it all over YouTube for a few weeks.
It was in the New York Times.
Yeah,
or not New York Times, LA Times.
It was, but no, it was all over the internet. Yeah. It really was.
Oh, it was a big deal.
What happened? Didn't you get punched by Ben Weasel or something?
Yeah, he beat the shit out of me and then said, "You want to be in the band again?" I said, "Yeah."
Deal.
That's why I'm here.
So who are you replacing in the band?
Sissies.
I would never speak ill of those guys. I'm friends with the guy I'm replacing is actually kind of a friend of mine, so I can't say anything
I'm not asking it to you. I'm like,
nobody listens to this shit anyway.
I was hoping.
Right. There's only like 12 people that listen.
Which is why we're talking about this, because otherwise I don't think Ben would appreciate it. Anyway,
and we're out.
That's a video. Good point. Yeah.
Anyway, there was an incident at South by Southwest where there was an unruly show attendee who happened to be female that was drunk and being very antagonistic.
Belligerent.
Yes. Yeah.
How unusual.
Spitting and throwing ice at Ben.
Right. Very unusual for a rock show in the middle of the summer.
Out of control drunk girl? How weird.
Yeah. And Ben made a hasty decision and took a swing at the girl. And
connected.
That's not funny.
I don't know if he did or not, but you can't really tell from the video. It just so happened that I don't know if it was the owner of the club or the manager or whatever, also female, went up behind him. And grabbed him, and he instinctively turned on her, too.
Wow.
Definitely connected on that one.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was just he did a, you know, did the whole public apology thing.
I thought he was a punk rocker.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Stupid and it was people. A punk rock show.
Come on.
Imagine that, a little chaos at a punk rock show. Right. Yeah. Unheard of.
I'm sorry, I'm going to say something really controversial here, but fuck you, Texas. Fuck you.
Hey.
Is that in Austin?
I was born in Texas.
Living in Louisiana for 2.5 years.
I'm just saying, fuck Texas.
I came to feel about Texas much the same way many Nevadans feel about California.
Oh.
I like California, too. I guess I'm just a dick.
I like Texas and California.
Me, too.
I don't mind either.
I like
place.
Them, but I love Nevada.
Yeah, buddy. I don't think any of us are actually in either one of those states right now. So.
I don't live in California by choice. I just rather wouldn't.
I don't think they can force you to live in California.
I like Nevada better.
I've just grown very accustomed to this place.
I love Nevada.
That's really all it is for me.
I can have goats here.
Anyway,
settle down.
Again,
have a few goats.
This happened.
Yeah, yeah.
It went viral. Became a big deal. People were up in arms.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
And basically, the rest of the band distanced themselves from the singer.
Okay, so there's a
Screeching Weasel. Basically, is Ben Weasel. It's his band.
Yeah, it always has been.
And so they kind of separated themselves from him. Released this public. I don't know what you want
apology?
To call it.
PR.
Diatribe?
Spin.
Did some spin.
Yeah, they did their own. They all signed off on this thing, basically
statement.
Saying, we don't agree with this, and we're bowing out.
Which is unfortunate.
Girls. But Ben was like, no, you're fired. So he fired everybody.
Fired the rest of the band?
Fired the whole band. And I was in the band before, back in the late 90s.
Right.
Two of the best albums they ever put out.
Yeah, I did.
Which ones?
Two records. I never played with them live, though, until just recently.
What records? Which ones are you on?
Television City Dream.
Kill the Musicians.
Well, that's a comp thing.
But it's
like
so
a legitimate
good.
Release. Television City Dream and major label debut.
It's like your fan club.
Oh, that's
over
one. I am. I'm trying to help his leg, but they didn't sit me next to him.
I like to surround myself with sycophants.
I put the sick in sycophant.
Well, I think about your other bands in town, and yeah, that's true. No,
but anyway, so I was brought back into the fold. Pierre is in it as well, our drummer who is absent this
evening. From
Sucker Punch and Calling Cadence
and
Steve slew of other local bands. Yeah.
So do you expect when you tour with the band, are people going to come and
pick it?
Call you a bunch of
No, well, we played in Chicago back at the end of October
for the hometown crowd.
and
well, for Screech,
security was trumped up. We had
any girls
extra
try to
wide
jump up on stage
barrier. There was no problems whatsoever. Nice. Everyone there was just totally
there was
happy to see the band. And
sold
it
out,
great.
Right?
It was sold out like 3 months in advance.
I'm pretty
awesome.
Sure if anybody tried anything, they would have got their asses royally beat.
Yeah,
by the crowd.
I saying. Wasn't worried about it.
Especially
at all,
if it was a girl.
Yeah, particularly girls.
Girls think they can get away with anything. They take advantage kind of the fact that, you know, you're not supposed to hit us or whatever. Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with him, like, going and punching her
exactly.
in the face, but at the same time...
A girl can't just assume that she can run up and do whatever she wants to and not get kicked in the leg once in a while.
Right. Well, no, I'm like grabbing her from behind
boot, you know?
And just reacting.
And he
fuck that. If you really want to get her, just marry her. Yeah.
He warned her. Like, if you watch the video, he says, if you do that again, I don't care if you're a girl. I'm going to hit you.
So she
challenged him. Yeah. Did it again.
Well, I don't really feel bad for her.
Yeah.
It's like,
still, I mean,
it's like Sean Connery says, sometimes a woman deserves to be hit.
You know, I think
he does.
I
really
regrets it. I think he regrets it, and I don't think it'll ever happen again.
No, Sean Connery's fine with it.
But I think, you know, a better way to handle it would have been like security.
Right.
Get this one out.
This one in the pink shirt. Yeah.
And I'm sure that's how it will be handled from now on.
I don't know. It got him.
Well, good luck
to him
to
split
to
with
the
that
screeching
mic.
Weasel in the future.
Yeah, like, they've been.
Well, it's going well. We have the EP out. I brought a couple songs for you guys to play if you want to play them. And that's out.
That
and you want to play a song now?
Yes.
Right now, we're still talking here.
Okay, keep talking.
No, you're still talking.
And by the way, here's kind of a cool little story about the EP. We recorded the EP with this awesome guy named Mike Kennedy, who is the rhythm guitar player in All American Rejects.
Oh. Right?
And who just came through town.
Yep.
So it was a pleasure. I went and got to hang out with him. We went out and got some dinner, and he's like one of the coolest guys you ever meet. But that was a really cool experience because we recorded in his home studio and just hung out at his house. And he's got kind of like the rock star mini mansion house, you know. It's like the home theater. And it was like the best recording experience ever because it's like, Pierre's laying down drums and I'm just hanging out in the movie theater drinking cocktails watching Office Space or whatever. It was fantastic.
What do you got?
Sounds
throw
relaxing.
It was great. Yeah. I loved it. It was like a vacation.
That's how it's supposed to
be. You get like a massage at the same time. Then
first
you
world
just be
problems.
Set.
For those of you who can't see this, Zach has his O face on right now.
But anyway, so it's an EP. We did 7 songs called Carnival of Schadenfreude, which is a German term for taking pleasure in others' misfortune.
Oh, thank God. I thought
it was has to do with that situation at South by Southwest. I believe the first song I gave him was Muscle Mary.
Thank you.
Nice.
Rad.
Hell awesome. Yeah.
Kicks a lot.
I was just thinking of that guitar solo.
It was pretty
that was tight.
Ripping.
That was wicked.
That was a ripper.
Thank you.
So what, that was traumatic.
What's a feature of Screeching Weasel?
I'm actually not at liberty to say, but we have
how about a
we have irons in the fire.
Like punk rock and chicks.
We have irons in the fire. There's cool things coming up, awesome. But I can't say.
Hey, what are you going
to? I would get in trouble.
Are you going to brand something?
Yeah.
All I will say is I look forward to the next time Screeching Weasel plays Reno.
Oh, yeah. I've tried so hard.
Not going
talk to Chapin about it. He can't afford them, so.
Yeah, neither can I.
Yeah. I don't blame him. It's a little pricey, so.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, well. Next
maybe,
time.
Maybe
next,
one of these days.
I just say I will look forward to it.
You'll lick forward to
I
it?
I will lick forward to the next time.
To the future.
I will lick the future.
Keep licking, buddy. Lick on.
You're a pervert.
Lick that shit.
Maybe.
Go forth and lick.
Rubber balls price. And liquor.
Lay it down.
Rubber balls and liquor.
I've been to that bar.
Talk about that new whiskey, that rubber ball liquor. Rick, I need some music. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the worst little quiz in the world, in which I will ask you boys a series of randomized questions about nothing in particular.
And girl.
It's a new quiz.
She took the quiz. Oh, it's a new one. Yeah, you can take the new one.
Oh.
Are we sure about this?
Well, it's up to you,
I
right?
don't want
to
hurt your you are the feelings quiz master, by winning.
So.
I don't want my feelings to be hurt.
You always... You did set, like, one of the highest scores we had all
She had
last.
The record till that
It is a new year. New year, new reset.
It's the last year.
Yeah, why not?
It's all over.
It's the last year of... What?
Yeah,
science
I haven't
calendar?
Heard that.
Yeah, right?
Oh, right. Yes, yeah. Yes.
That's hard science.
We are in the beginning
hard
of
science.
The end.
I got a funny hard question. How many Mayans science. Are actually following that calendar?
I never even met a Mayan.
All I know is I'm taking up heroin.
Oh, nice.
I'm running up all my credit cards.
Yeah.
All
or go to Reno.
Cards. Yeah. I'm going to take out a bunch of loans, and I'm going to borrow a lot of money at ridiculous rates.
My wife and I decided the best year to have a baby would be the last year ever.
Yeah.
I just joined the Republican Party.
Less diapers.
Yeah.
Welcome, friend. The water's cold but nice.
It's very cold.
Just keep telling yourself that.
It's so damn cold.
So we're going to do a quiz or something, kid?
Yeah, we're going to do a quiz, kid. Frosty
beverage. What are you drinking?
Something gay.
Roy Clark Cola.
Oh. Oh, it went for a new look.
It's an RC Cola can. I don't know what he's actually drinking out of it.
Well, it's just cherry.
I did open it here in the room, and
it's a little,
unless I have
a little
LSD
Everclear.
All over my fingers,
you know, I wasn't
sure.
monitoring you at that point, Rory.
He's an air marshal.
Could be a flashback.
Right. That's right.
So I'm going to ask
I'm
you
a studio
guys
marshal.
A
Watch
series
out.
Of questions oh, that wrong. May be mundane, maybe awkward, maybe just random, and you're going to answer them to me, and I will score them on a very subjective scale. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
AJ.
See.
Have you ever broken a bone, AJ?
Whose bone?
Answer the question.
That gets you 5 points. Shane, have you ever broken a bone?
No.
All right. That gets you nothing. Zach?
He broke my bone once, I'm just saying. It's,
yeah.
That's an extra 1 point.
I'm sad to say.
No broken band. Bones here. No broken bones. And in the band, at least. And Layla.
I broke my finger in 8th grade as part of the flag football team, and I broke my collarbone twice in high school being part of the wrestling team.
Wow. All right, so that's 3 points
bitches.
There.
Three?
They had, was it female wrestling or?
No.
All-around wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I sucked at
it. It was world wrestling.
We'll have to
did
world
you,
wrestling. Tune in to
Did you
out.
Wear uniforms, and was it on mats, or was it...
Yeah, no, it was real. It wasn't like porn. It was
how did how did Matt fare? I could help it.
What's Maddie drinking?
Hey, yeah, we try... We
word association.
Yeah, we got to do that one of these
quiz.
Days. one of my favorite questions in the whole quiz. Layla, when was the last time you drove drunk?
I have to think about that. Never.
Hey, good answer. Good answer. Like to know that you're not polluting our roads.
I wish you weren't
a
liar.
Thank you for not driving drunk.
I'm just kidding. It just seemed like he took an awful long pause for that to be actually.
Well, you said drunk. You didn't say buzzed.
Hey, buzz driving is drunk driving.
That's right. You've seen the sign.
The billboard. Or heard the commercial.
I could just see it now, like on Channel 2 or something. Layla James, you know, DUI.
Yeah.
And then they'll like cut to a clip of this, like says, I buzz drive.
Layla James endorses drunk driving.
If you think
oh
about
my God!
It,
no, don't say that.
I was me as a second. No way.
Nah,
represents
they're gonna
Layla's
cut.
Hi, my name is Layla James, and I endorse drunk driving.
Rory thinks I'm ugly.
No, he thinks. Well, okay.
The themes expressed on WLP are not necessarily
true.
Expressed feelings of WLP.
So. What's a WLP?
Worst Little Podcast.
Yeah, the podcast we're on currently. Welcome to it.
Zach, when was the last time you drove drunk, my friend?
I don't want to say.
You should say, what day is this?
That's a good answer.
Is this a weekday?
7 years
no
ago
comment.
From today.
7 scores.
All right. And Shane?
I'd like my lawyer.
Okay.
His lawyer is his wife.
And AJ, when was the last time you drove drunk?
I don't drive, sir.
You drive drunk over here?
Okay, I've driven.
I drive drunks all the time.
Yeah. All right, so, man. You guys are boring. Nobody has any balls to say. Last Thursday.
Might be a bad actually, that, question.
That's exactly when I drove drunk. Was last Thursday.
Now my my actual answer is: how long is this headphone cord?
about 4 feet.
I'm getting the car right now.
good radio.
Because you can't see my face? Is that what you're saying, Nick?
We'll take the microphone outside, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a fun experiment, though. Yeah, we'll mic it all.
I know.
We're actually drunk driving right now on the radio.
This very instant, Rory. Funny you should ask.
We're driving drunk right now. AJ, when was... have you ever been surprised having sex?
Tim.
I am always surprised that I'm having sex. You should ask.
That was awesome.
Good answer. Shane, have you ever been surprised having sex?
No.
He's that confident. Look at him.
He's a good straight man.
He's married.
And Zach?
Yes, of course. I've had a few surprising moments here and there.
A horse is a horse, of course. No,
what does that mean?
I'm surprised to find out she was a
that's
horse.
That's an inside joke. You never want to know.
Wow.
Yeah, let's get off the horse quick.
Okay. And Layla, have you ever had sex with a horse? No. have you ever been surprised having sex?
Absolutely. Like, what are you doing? That's why surprise.
Ah, that kind
surprised
of surprise.
Surprised to find out exactly.
That's not it.
Disappointing surprise. That's
yeah, you open up the package.
Wrong one.
Wow, it's a dude.
That question was designed to ask, you know, have you ever been, like, surprised? Like, somebody walked in on you having
like a
sex,
clown?
But no.
Oh, that's
right,
not a
there
surprise.
You go. But nobody, ever thinks that. And so I'm okay with it. Oh. Any rate, have you ever caught your parents having sex?
No. My parents got divorced pretty young, so.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say no. But, yeah, I've heard some awkward noises.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I just
put on my headphones and started, you know. Rocking back and forth.
Gotcha. Can't sleep, clowns will eat you. Zach!
Yeah, I have vague memories of...
Wrestling?
I think I have. I'm not totally sure.
Don't really want to open that door.
Fuzzy,
push it down.
Foggy. Yeah, I need therapy to bring that out.
Don't worry about autofocus.
Yeah.
Fuzzy, your dad a bear?
On the memory.
I know
it's
I am.
Let's not focus in on that memory. Yeah. Shane, yourself?
Yeah, if I have, I definitely blocked it out. So.
And AJ?
Actually, it's Jesus and no.
Jesus. Old dirty bastard. Okay, no for you as well.
ODB.
Tim has sex with his parents. So.
And his goats.
Hey,
his goats
hey
his
I'm going to tell my parents know you, sir.
Zach gets an extra
and not in the biblical
points.
Sense.
Nice one, Zach.
What is your current mode of transportation? Layla?
Car,
okay. Zach?
I drive...
Who writes these questions?
I drive a piece of shit 1995 Dodge van.
There you go.
That looks like...
child molester.
There you go. Yep, exactly.
No windows. Says free candy.
Yeah,
on the
exactly.
Side.
No, it's got windows. They're just tinted.
Yeah.
And it's like a half-assed conversion kind of thing.
I like
nothing
it.
Works correctly. It's really quirky. And
it's a punk rock car.
Yeah.
Nah, not really. It's
the door's not open from the inside.
In answer this question, Zach. Can we or can we not load all our band gear in your van?
We can, and that's why I have it.
Bing.
It's enough for a lot of bodies.
It's definitely
a lot of
bodies.
Not
a chick magnet of any sort.
not the right kind of chicks, anyway.
Your current mode of transportation?
Tim Subaru.
Tim Subaru.
Who is this Tim?
AJ Subaru, I'm sorry.
You look like an AJ, it works.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Milord Christ, what is your current mode of transportation?
You know, cloud, flaming chariot. It just depends on the day.
It depends. All right. Wonderful.
Are you actually writing these down?
I am scoring you, yes.
Oh, I thought you were writing down the answers.
No.
Thank God.
For future reference. Let's see. What would you want as your last meal?
Moi?
Yes. Your last meal on this planet.
God, I don't know. Because all the vegetarian options kind of go out the door at that point. I don't know. Can't be goat. Well, sometimes they're asking for it.
Your goats. That could be your
last. Who will take care of them when
saying.
You're gone?
Like, I know. It almost seems humane to just put them down, yeah. Eat them, and then be like, oh, there you go. That's it. That's my answer.
Maybe
you.
Your own goats. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah,
a fantastic.
Do not tell
answer.
Them. I mean, I doubt they listen to this podcast. Not because they don't listen to podcasts, just because it's not very cool.
Right, it's not a very popular.
They're
one.
They're hipster
so.
Goats. You don't sense.
Oh, come on. One has a mohawk. One has a goatee. Yeah. I mean,
they're from Oregon.
A goat with a goatee.
Wow. They only listen to Howard.
They only drink PBR.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Shane.
I would want something not too rich and definitely no dairy or any, because I wouldn't want to spend my last moments, you know,
shitting himself to death.
Yeah.
Why not?
Indigestion.
Well, I'd like to feel as you know as good as possible.
You give me an electric chair with diarrhea. It never was very cool.
Yeah, so. That's good. Nobody wants to be around you if that, your last meal is dairy.
You know, I wouldn't give a shit who wants to be around me.
Oh,
at
yes,
that
you
point.
Would, my friend. But yes, you would.
I would just like to
quite
feel
literally,
good, you know.
We could all just leave the room and let them do this.
Shannon can do a lot of things.
Zach.
I don't know. Sabaro.
Ooh, good choice. mall food. Mall food never fails.
Nobody ever says Sabaro.
Just take me to the food court at the mall.
Hot dog on a stick.
Happy as a clam. For half an hour.
Hot dog / guinea pig on a stick.
maybe the leg of a cherub.
I don't know. There you go. I want my last meal to be my enemy.
So you?
All good answers.
Yes, bring me the exactly. Head of the white cop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bring me the balls of Rick Santorum. I think that would actually be pretty appropriate.
They call it.
I love my gun.
Yeah.
And I pooed in space.
Rocky Mountain oysters, but.
No.
Layla, what's your last
I think
meal?
I'd want Vietnamese food, you know, not something too heavy like steak. That's everyone says steak, you know, get some spring rolls, a little pho.
Yeah,
number
tacos.
47 at Golden
yeah,
Flower. I'll
fuck
be
it.
Happy.
Give me it. Yeah,
all right.
I love the sandwich. The
Vietnamese sandwiches?
Yeah, the pork
oh,
sandwich.
Good.
That sounds good.
That sounds
it's
amazing.
Got all kinds of
right
crazy
now,
stuff
actually.
On it.
All right.
It's so good.
It's settled. Vietnamese, last meal.
All right. Mm-hmm. In all of history, who would you fight? Like, fist fight.
It's not pork, Zach.
I want to punch Paris Hilton in the fucking face.
Yeah, nice. Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Kind of a dated
puncher.
Reference, but okay.
Still.
Whatever. Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan? I don't know.
No, you can pick one.
I would just deriding her answer, Nick. It's okay. Zach, in all of history, who would you fight? Little mano-y-mano fisticuffs.
Probably that bitch that jumped on stage at the Screeching Weasel show.
I don't know, maybe Bob Saget? I don't know.
Bob Saget.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Fuck that
Bob
guy.
Saget like would take
that.
Your ass down.
Probably. But I'll fight him.
He's been a game show host.
Yeah, exactly.
They train hard. Shane.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of a tough one, but I think that George Bush, but senior, but when he was in his prime, because I think that would be a really gnarly fight, and I'd probably lose, but it'd be a hell of a
whipping each other with with straight edges, you know, and slide rules.
I figure he'd be sneaky, you know? He'd be really sneaky and, you know, like the kind of throwing gun in your ass kind of guy.
He's the head of the CIA, but man.
He'd throw a Saudi Arabian at you.
But I mean, who else?
Here's a Saudi
say?
Prince. Didn't see that coming.
But then I could say, you know, I went, you know, I would, you
went toe to toe
with George Senior, who's, you know, far more impressive than fighting George Bush Junior.
So it's just for posterity, really.
Well, I mean, in the end, when you get done with that fight, what else is it going to be about? I mean,
you want to be Aaron Burr. You want to be George Senior's Aaron Burr. Okay.
Well,
wow. Sort of.
Sort of. Like I said, I don't think anyone would, hopefully would die, and I think I'd probably, you know, that guy's such a bastard. I think he'd kick my ass just based on the fact that he's, you know.
Hey, former head of the CIA might slit your throat.
Oh, yeah. Just got, yeah. You know. But it'd be a fun fight.
Tim J.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Went from AJ to Tim J.
That actually works, actually. Tim J. My middle initial is J.
Okay. Well, yeah. Tim J.
What's your middle name?
Tim J.
I'm not at liberty.
Tim J, get on here in the house and shut the winder.
Damn it. Sorry. Winder, I just had a flashback to The Jerk. I
Tim J, window our children coming home.
I don't know. What was the question?
In all of history, who would you start a fight with?
In all of history?
Or who would you fight?
Oh, easily. Caligula.
Caligula. Nice.
Well, that wouldn't be fun. Who wouldn't fight Caligula?
Nobody ever says Caligula.
Yeah, that's
and if you lose, it gets really interesting. I mean, that's a fight you got to win, right?
You better win.
Yes, that is true. All right. In under 15 seconds, name the capital cities of the five states bordering Nevada. Go.
Sacramento. Phoenix. I don't know. I give up. I don't care. I'm tired.
Two for Layla.
All right, two for Layla. Zach, name the capital cities of the five states bordering Nevada in the next 15 seconds. Go.
That's going to be easy by the time it gets to me.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Ogden. I don't know. No? I have no clue.
No one cares.
I'm
Zach
sorry.
Also gives up. All right.
Nice, Zach.
Shane, you look like a nerd. Name the capital cities of the five states bordering Nevada in under 15 seconds. Go!
Sacramento, Phoenix, Idaho. No. Idaho, the whole
city. That is one.
No, I give up.
You know, Rory, this is not as much fun as when you used to ask them if they tasted their own DNA.
Telomerase.
All right. I really hate you now. Name the capital cities of the five states bordering Nevada in another 15 seconds. Jesus, go!
Boise, Salem, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, Phoenix.
Ding, ding, ding! This man is a winner!
He looks like a nerd now.
Yeah.
No way.
You.
Yeah.
He had the whole time to think about that one.
Well done.
I told you it was going to be easy for me.
Exactly.
Come on now.
But Shane had nearly as much time.
I mean, all right.
Just some rapid fire.
All right, rapid
five
fire
states
questions.
Bordering Kansas or something.
Yeah, that'd be tough. I'd be like,
that's
Mexico.
That's next week. all right, rapid fire questions. I'm just going to go around the room, and it's an either or question. It's very simple. Layla, tattoos or piercings?
Piercings.
Go to stingray.com for both. .net. Damn it. Zach. Jub Jubs or any other bar?
Any other bar.
Wow, this was for the oh damn.
Don't worry about it. This is bad.
Again, no one showed up.
Yeah, we're gonna start over. Shane's podcast or radio?
Podcast.
There you go. Coke or Pepsi? AJ.
Oh, thank you. Coke.
Ew.
Oh, right. I get
Layla.
I don't drink either.
Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Ozzy.
She just wet herself.
Zach, about the Nickelback or Coldplay?
Coldplay, easily.
Thank you.
Nickelback is like the worst fucking band ever.
Got great hair.
Shane, weed or beer?
Beer.
AJ, you on top or partner on top?
Partner, what? Is this a sexual question?
It's unspecified. I don't know. Who
wrote
Goats
this? Can't be on top.
Yes, they can. If they faint, they could be anywhere you want them to be.
He'd know.
Zeppelin or The Who?
The Who.
Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Clash, easily.
Yeah.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
What? Really?
Fine.
Harry Potter.
Fine. Gay or ginger?
What? Harry, Lord of the Rings.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Lord of the... Oh, we're on another one. Beatles?
Creamy or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Yes, I love you.
Giants or Pats?
Giants.
Okay, good. I like the questioning note.
I'm so glad you didn't ask me that question.
He doesn't know what that means.
Oral or anal?
Anal.
Whoa. Giving or receiving?
Giving.
Soda or pop?
Soda.
Orange or green?
Green.
The correct answer is blue.
Chartreuse.
20s or 30s?
20s.
40s. That's the real answer. Yeah, and that's it. I'm going to say.
You looked at me and you're like, and I don't have a question for you.
Yeah, I ran out of questions.
Nobody answered gay or ginger.
Yeah, nobody did answer.
Vomit that. Or diarrhea?
Hey, Rick, dead or alive?
Diarrhea. Thanks. I hate
ginger. I'll take ginger.
Yeah, me too.
Love that movie.
Ginger. Hate all the way.
You've got Sanjaya. So not adding up the scores and just cursory looking them over, I'm going to say our big winner this week is the lovely and talented and beautiful Mr. Zach Damon.
Yeah!
Woo! You knew that wasn't going to be
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I sucked.
Yay. Oh, right. Wait, no, we'll have everybody applaud for you. There you go.
Was that them?
No. I said everybody. There you go. The audience outside.
They're very outside.
Yes, they're our studio audience.
They're outside and they appear to be scattered within their own homes.
Thank you. All right,
I think the neighbors might be a little annoyed.
You can all go home. Thank you. All right.
Can we?
And so, cut.
And we're done. I get jokes. Hi.
You're slow today.
I'm really off. I had a bad day at work.
We have one more song.
So happy to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah,
I think we should play another song.
Telomerase.
I am not going to smoke cigarettes.
Try an alien cigarette.
All right. Yeah. One more Screeching
Weasel.
Yeah,
one more song. I'd like
that
to hear
sounds
it.
Good.
Queen Kong, Screeching Weasel.
Queen Kong. Cause I ain't a ball, baby, and I ain't a plaything, and baby, I ain't just another banana. Yeah, I ain't a ball, baby, and I ain't a plaything, and baby, I ain't just a Queen Kong. You're on the verge of violating your order. Queen Kong, they're gonna drag you all the way to the border. You're shaking me, ain't gonna make a bit of difference, cause I ain't a ball, baby.
Whoa, that was great.
Hell yeah.
Love punk
well,
rock.
I think we had time for that.
Ben like
wolves. I heard a wailing guitar solo.
Ben likes short songs, right?
Yeah, as do I. As a general rule, always under 3 minutes. Under three
when
minutes,
that,
always.
It's also the name of a song on Boogada Boogada.
Which one?
I like short songs.
Is it? Really? I don't think that's on Boogada.
Is that?
Maybe.
Get it's your facts Google. Right.
I don't know.
It was
There's
on
a lot
an,
of songs.
It was on an early album, but it's it's like 30 seconds. I like short songs. Yeah, it was awesome.
We did a when I was in the band the first time around. We did a compilation on Fat that was all songs under 30 seconds, and nice. we did like a
Freebird
a PSA called "Don't Use Dirty Needles."
Nice.
It's really fun.
That's something people need to know.
It is.
Yeah, it's true.
It is. I mean, you'd think that's just, you know, logic, but
no.
Some people need to enter the dragon.
Spell it out for them.
Yeah, you got to spell out things for people.
Shane has returned from the lavatory.
Yes, and he's brought with him snacks.
Snacks?
Ew.
Sorry. Did you wash your
Chocolate.
Hands?
Yeah, that's code for he didn't wash his hands. Shane, Let me suck your phalanges.
All right.
Wow. Super awkward.
You guys are really good friends in this band. I'm glad
awkward
you guys,
for you.
You need to get laid, dude. Tip
all over with
you.
Us.
What do you think I'm trying to do here, Layla?
I think if it was all over drunk. Him, getting laid wasn't his problem necessarily.
I'm on a love seat and your wiener's rubbing my leg again.
Center.
She's a whore.
The cherry in the
bikini. She is so cute.
That's the prettiest whore I ever
saw. She's like
saw.
The prototypical
that,
puppy dog eyes.
Yeah,
you know?
No, you can't say no to her.
No, I don't. Oh, I don't want to make you step over my foot.
Little,
I'm sorry.
Short little legs.
I know. I don't even know if she can swim. Her legs are so tiny. I haven't
tried. One way to find out.
She doesn't need to swim. She would co-opt a boat.
But yeah, she's
a
cute.
Vessel.
Any rate.
All right.
So what's coming up?
Getting ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we're all a little tired this week. I don't know. It's been a long day. It really has.
Yeah, I expect an interjection from Rick any moment now.
Sexually.
It's starting to get hot in this room again.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I think it already was.
Ooh, yeah.
I got my shirt off.
It's summertime's right around the corner.
You know what's a great word, Nick?
Winter's got to start.
Oh, right.
Moist.
Doesn't have to.
By the way, Nick.
And panty.
I was
just going to say.
And moist, as a combination.
Moist.
Also
that's kind of my favorite.
Unfortunately, all we have here right now is moist.
Nick, we...
Unless Shane's got a secret.
I think we talked about it at the live show that nobody gets to see because they were too lame to actually show up to it. But what's up with Journal, man? We didn't have a Journal entry this week.
Oh, Journal is on vacation, yes.
Journal's a little
not dead. You didn't burn
No, I didn't burn my journal. But
sounds to me like Journal hit her head on a cabinet.
Yeah, I mean, the
Journal fell down the stairs.
Journal walked into a wall.
I came in to tell him about the Pinky, or not the Pinky Blancy, but the Liver Scar show.
Yeah.
With my friend Felix, who sometimes I call Pinky.
Right.
And, where we played for the wrestlers there.
Wrestle Rock. The Underground.
So it was like
Wow.
Reno Wrestling Factory and the Liver Scars, and it was a hell of a lot of fun. But I tried to tell my journal about it, and I was like, where the fuck are you? I had a note.
Are you even listening to me, Journal?
The fucking Journal.
Why don't you love
Journal?
Journal
left. Your journal's
for
left.
A little vacation, a little me time.
At that point, you realized Journal ran into
secret.
Josh's fist.
I
wish.
Journal's in my briefcase.
If I ever see Nick's journal.
I've been writing.
Journal ran off with someone else.
I've been writing in Journal every day.
I love Journal.
My journal. My heart's Journal.
Fucking little
they haven't been
tramp.
As good since Steve Perry left, but.
Oh, Steve Perry.
Oh.
So yeah, no Journal that's this it. Week, man.
Oh, that's
good. But I will
Sherry,
say stuff.
I'm in love.
That was
I think it's my love.
The Steve Perry.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
Steve Perry.
Steve Perry.
Not Steve Perry.
All
from
alone,
man.
Home
not to be confused with Rick
Sherry
Perry.
Pop and Daddy.
The fuck that is.
Steve Perry.
Steve Perry's the singer from Jane's Edition, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're out of something there, Josh.
James Red Hot Addiction, yes.
My bad. So what's up, Nick?
What's
what do you
happening?
Got going on this weekend?
What's happening in this town? What do
you
this
weekend
Nick?
Coming up, we got, let's see, we got we got the aforementioned punk rock prom at the Alley.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh,
with the Liver Scars and the
when
Miracle
is that?
Drugs.
It's Friday night at
and
the Alley,
the
right?
The Voted Best Band and Melvin Makes Machine Guns and some other punk bands.
Voted Best Band.
What was that other from? Band called?
Another Damn Disappointment.
Oh,
is that what it is?
ADD.
ADD.
Nice.
Yeah. Sacramento, right?
I think I believe so, yeah. Sounds right.
Cool. That should be a lot of fun. The Alley.
It's the Alley Friday.
Yep.
Well, that's the worst little podcast pick of the week.
Nice.
Kids. So check that shit out at your local music factory.
There's a big Bob Marley birthday party on Saturday the 4th at the Underground. So you want to go get your reggae on there soon. A couple touring reggae acts and, like, of course, Jawzilla and Two Dread will be there. All your local reggae stars.
Cool,
will
man.
Be there,
so all the frat boys will be out.
So all you fratties, get out there and go see your reggae
smoke
at the
weed.
Underground. And
get wasted, act stupid, do a little date raping. Cool.
It's Reno.
Whatever floats your boat.
Reno Friday night.
Don't do that.
So basically, we'll be there.
Worst little podcast does
in
not
effect.
Endorse date rape.
Zach Damon endorses
date rape. Go out to the reggae and
or reggae.
Keep your beers close.
We also do not endorse reggae. No, we do endorse the Underground, though. It's a great club. And
absolutely. I was there the other night. It was... It was terrible, actually. But there were some pretty girls. That was good.
Oh, that's you went the to the pinup thing. Show.
Yeah,
I emceed that. I was on stage. Right, so
I saw you there. You chose not to acknowledge my existence.
We were at the New Zephyr. The New Zephyr the other night.
You. How was that?
How is the New Zephyr?
I wasn't
weird.
Dragged.
It's what you call
a trip, man.
A polished.
What kind of weird, though?
Polished turd kind of weird?
Yeah.
Matching uniforms.
That's exactly more what
like,
I said.
More like a turd dipped in bronze.
Yeah.
It's bronze.
No, no, more like a turd dipped in Home Depot specials.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
They didn't quite get
there? Oh, they got it. It's like a clean place. It's kind
of
weird.
All of you scummy fuckers listening to this, go back to the Zephyr.
Please do.
Totally.
I've never been.
Writing on the walls
been.
And defecating.
Even before?
Go have sex in the women's room and write on the walls of the men's room.
There's one problem.
I want to take a whole like dive bar tour.
It's not a dive bar anymore.
Yeah.
The Zephyr
weird.
Was like not the best always. Dive bar I've gone to for a long time.
Well, it was like the longest running.
Yeah. It was a shitty place, and it smelled awful. But it's not so like that anymore. It's actually pretty
it's cool. A shitty place. It smells now. Like fresh paint.
It's different.
And actually, they're really nice, which is also kind of an affront.
Yeah.
Stop being so fucking nice to me, okay?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to like talk shit about the place because the bartenders are really nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. And they have an incredible beer selection.
I heard you can get a pass.
As long as you keep your eyes closed.
$12.
I heard Toby Keith likes it.
What are you, a hipster?
Are you
Red
serious?
Solo cup.
Wait, who said that?
Who said what?
Was that you that said Toby Keith likes it? That sign kills me. Every time I walk in, I'm like, look at that fucking sign!
Well, you know, Nick,
it's not even a country
freedom
bar.
Isn't free.
What?
There's I'm a sign confused. That says, Toby Keith says, I love this place.
Yeah, it's like above the door as you walk in, it says, I love this bar. In Toby quotes, Keith. And below that, dash, Toby Keith. So you find yourself going,
that's different.
I'm not quite sure what I'm walking into.
Yeah. You find yourself going, why am I going in this bar?
The old Zephyr.
Right, whereas like, the Zephyr could have had a sign that said, like, I hate this fucking hole, and then had a list of celebrities.
Used to have a
J-Bot.
Zephyr used to say free cocaine to friendly people on the front door.
Sean Penn.
I think Chase exactly. took that one over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Car bombs kill. Yeah. Car bombs kill.
Irish people.
But really, if you haven't been to the Zephyr for a while, go check it out because it's pretty amazing.
For sure.
Just because it's weird.
It's different. It's like, wow.
The bathroom's really
it's
nice.
It's like seeing
that. That was my favorite part.
Is it like seeing that
nice
really
bathroom.
Slutty girl from high there. School, like 20 years later, all dressed up in the PTA, trying to pretend like she didn't bang the whole football team?
It's like you've seen your high school girlfriend.
That tattoo off.
I didn't go to that high school.
Neither did I, but okay. I watched the movie in the 80s.
I didn't go to high school.
It's like John
senior,
Cusack.
Senior high school girlfriend you haven't seen for a long time, and she's like a rich accountant or something like that.
Well, that'd be actually...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pretty well for herself there.
She did.
It's an honorable trade.
Not that I would know what that's like.
Yeah, was that... Sounds like personal experience.
I know a lot of nice accountants who aren't that rich either.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
So, I don't know. You got anything else, Nick?
No, I'm done.
All right. Wolfpack basketball, kicking ass, 15 in a row. They're playing at home Thursday and Saturday night. Thursday night against Utah State's a real good opportunity. People should go out and support the team because they're really kicking ass this year. Also, Saturday the 4th at the Holland over on Vesta Street. Schizopolitans, Red Mercury, Crush.
Nice.
Great fucking show. I think
we
you should
love
see
all
that
of those folks, too.
Yep. So those are my two things I recommend.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything besides punk rock drums? Which website information?
I don't know. Facebook. You can find us on Facebook.
Facebook.
I guess.
All right. With your two
There's
songs.
There's really nothing.
You're not on Bandcamp yet.
We have a Reverb Nation page too. I guess.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't. You know, like I said, I'm very anti
everything
promoting. I don't
your
fucking
opposites.
Care. There's a gazillion bands out there, and I don't care. I just don't. I do it because I.
Yeah, if people don't want to like us because we're the best band around, then, you know, fuck them.
Totally.
All right.
Because we are the best band around.
Layla, do you have anything?
You guys are totally
sympathetic.
I would just like to say, I went to the show at the Knitting Factory last Friday night. It's like a JDRF. Benefit Seasons of Insanity was headlining.
Yeah.
And some guy, some douchebag, walked up to me who's like, hey, how's it going? He didn't know who I was or where I worked or whatever. And I was like, it's going okay. He's like, guess what? And I'm like, what?
Chicken
I'm in the
butt.
Best band in Reno. And he just like, and I'm like, oh,
that wasn't me, Layla.
Right. So you just tore off all your clothes right there, right?
Layla, I swear that wasn't me.
And he just like spent 30 minutes talking about how awesome his band was. And
what's the name of his band?
Echoes Please. Will Fail or something like that.
Yeah, they will fail if they're given enough space.
Will fall. I don't remember. I was just looking at it the entire time. I'm just like,
never heard
and
of
it. And I tried to ask him, like, what kind of music do you play? He's like, oh, you've never heard of it before. You've never heard right. about it. It's completely original.
It's an obscure genre.
Like, I fucking had, like, hate that. It's like, dude, you better be able to tell me what kind of music it is in two words.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear, well, we're kind of like, you know, it's a Hendrix-y, like bluesy, but a little bit of Bob Marley with kind of a, like,
with,
Jesus
a little
Christ.
Bit of Devo.
Just say modern rock and make me
we're
happy.
We're like a cross between Gordon Lightfoot and Einsters in New Boughton.
hey, don't bring Gordon into this, okay?
That's Einsters in the Neubauten, okay?
Yeah, I was just like, okay, well, I'm a DJ at a rock station. What kind of music do you play? He just couldn't answer it, and I just walked away. I was like, done. But I don't know. That
right?
Had
no, DJs. You even though you're a girl, well,
we
even though
really
you're a
choose.
DJ, you girls wouldn't understand anything about me.
You should have killed him. Practice eugenics.
Yeah,
practice eugenics.
Rock eugenics
often and freely.
God damn.
Yeah. I know that was a good.
I'm trying to kick you, but I can't.
Yeah,
I'm
too
sure.
far away.
Because you're so tall.
Well,
smoking.
I'm yes, that's it. I am taller. I am non-smoker. So, I am done with this show. I think.
Peace
indeed.
Is that how it works though? Like, because smoking stunts your growth. So if you
quit you get taller.
I think it's a perfectly acceptable answer. You look great. You look tall.
I also have scurvy because I don't get my regular vitamin C from the filter.
That's for another show though.
I do want to thank you guys for coming into the show, Miracle Drugs, Tim and Shane and Zach.
Thank you for having us.
Fuck you, Pierre.
Yeah.
Thank you, Layla.
Pierre, they didn't mean it.
Yeah, come always see me at Pioneer Underground, Hoochie Coochie Girls. Google it. So.
Yeah, check out them Hoochie Coochie Girls. And once again, for Chewy, Nick, Rick, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, I'm signing off and telling you good night, ladies.
Backwater Studios.
When you die, you will be buried and forgotten. And for all the good or evil, creation or destruction your living might have accomplished, you might just as well never have lived at all.
I'm back.